Have you been a good boy for me today? If you want to be worthy of a goddess like me, you have to work hard for it every day. I know how badly you want to submit to me. I know how badly you want to obey. But even still, you've fallen behind. You're not where you're supposed to be. It's time to make some decisions. I know what you need. You need more control, more discipline. You need my help. That's why you're so naturally submissive for me. That's why you're so desperate to be a good submissive boy for me. Because deep down, you know how badly you need someone to take control of you, to help keep you disciplined, to keep you motivated and on track. And I know exactly how to do it. Exactly how to use your submissive side to help you. That side of you that so desperately craves my approval. That so desperately makes you want to hear me call you my good boy. I know exactly what you need. You need me to lock you into chastity. You've needed it for a long time. It's going to be so good for you. It's going to be the best thing that ever happened to you. I know how much you think about it. I know how badly you want to be my well-behaved chastity boy. That's why you bought that pink chastity device that you hide in your closet. Just waiting for a girl like me to come and force you to wear it. Because secretly, you know how badly you need it. You know how good chastity would be for you. Go get your device. I want you to look at it and feel how small it is. That's my good boy. Think about how nice and secure your little cock will be in that device. How good it will feel to have a constant reminder of how much control I have over you. That's my good boy. This is going to be so good for you. Now the first little bit of chastity is going to be like a personality test. Once we get the results, we'll know how to proceed with our relationship. There are two possibilities. You're either going to be a good boy for me and work hard and earn your freedom, or we're going to have to accept some difficult realities and make some modifications to your sex life. The only way out of chastity is through hard work. After I lock you up, we'll have a little talk at the end of every day. If you can show me that you've been disciplined and productive, I will unlock your little cage and tell you what a good boy you are while I stroke you. You'll get such amazing orgasms when you behave. I know just how to touch you and all of the things that you love to hear while you come. This is going to be so good for you. I know how badly you want to behave for me. As long as you're my good, submissive boy, you'll still get your freedom every night. After I make you come, I'll gently place you back into your chastity, but you'll get to come like a man. If you keep up the good work, you'll get chances to satisfy me And if you perform well, we could continue like that for a long time. But if I find that you've been slacking or wasting time, I'm still going to stroke you and whisper dirty things into your ear. But you'll stay locked in your little chastity device. And no matter how much you beg me to take it off, I'll just remind you that it's for your own good while I rub and tease and kiss you all over. And when you tell me you can't take it anymore, then I'll kiss you goodnight and leave your balls full and aching for me. Your blue balls will be the best reminder for you to stay on task. That aching feeling will motivate you to be a good boy so you can get some relief. As a day or two goes by, I'll do all kinds of kinky things to help motivate you. I'll start turning you into my sissy. Get you ready to become my cuckold. Because if you still haven't shown improvement after 2 weeks, we'll have to start accepting facts. Some submissives are just meant to stay in constant chastity. To be little chastity bitches that are completely owned and live to serve. If you've been in chastity for me for 2 weeks, I have you. At that point, you need it, and there's no going back. At that point, everything changes. At that point, I have to break you in for your new role as a sissy bitch. Your chastity will become permanent. You lose all of your privileges as a man and assume your new role as my chastity bitch. Breaking you in will be easy. I'll take my strap on and force you to come like a real sissy. The only way you'll get to orgasm is with my strap on balls deep inside your ass. And once you experience your first orgasm as a sissy, looking right at me, feeling my cock so deep inside you, your transformation will be complete. You'll be completely addicted to your chastity belt and your sissy orgasms. You'll crave your sissy orgasms. You'll beg me to put my big cock inside of you. And once you're properly conditioned to appreciate big cocks, it will be so much easier for you to transition into being a cuckold. I'll go out, find a big muscular alpha with a big cock, and you'll get to watch me take it. Watch him take me. I'll even lie right on top of you so you can feel how hard he's going to be pounding me, so you can look right up at me while he makes me come again and again. Do you think you can handle that? I know that there's a part of you that wants it, that fantasizes about just being completely owned and humiliated. And even though you know how difficult, how humiliating, and how frustrating it would be, I know there's still a little part of you that thinks you want it. Trust me, darling. The fantasy is much better than the reality. I know all about your fantasies. The chastity, the strap-on play, the cuckolding. Those are great fantasies. They're sexy and are things we can really role-play with. I know just what to say, just what to do to get you turned on. The reality of being in a permanent chastity is not something you really want. I know you can be more than just a slave. Don't disappoint me. Be the good boy I know you can be. And show me that you deserve your place as a man. Now I can see that this talk has gotten you way too hard to get your chastity device on. So be a good boy and make yourself come so your cock gets nice and soft and small for me. Get yourself nice and close to the edge. And as you come, we're putting you right into that pink chastity. I already own you. You just have to decide how you want to serve me. Are you ready to start your chastity training? Then be a good boy. Come for me. Think about all of the rewards you'll get for being a good boy. Think about how proud you'll feel while I unlock you. How amazing those well-deserved orgasms are going to be. Come nice and hard for me. That's it. Are you ready? Then come for me. Show me how eager you are to start training. And come. That's my good boy. That's a good boy. Get it all out for me. Good boy. Now put that chastity device on. That's a good boy. I have lots of plans for your reward tomorrow night. Don't disappoint me.